Hello, Greg, and welcome to this new episode of Knowing Cernis. Thank you very much for being with us today.
Yeah, hello. Thank you so much for inviting me.
Let's start with the huge question, which is, Greg, who are you?
So I am electronics engineer working at CERN in beam controls, hardware and timing section. I mean, the time synchronization is one domain, but also in 2016, I started working also on the high Lumi LHC. So one of the work packages for this big renovation that is about to happen in a few years. I was born in 1986 in Poland, in the city called Siedlce, which is, you probably don't know the name, but to place it on the map, it's like 100 kilometers east from Warsaw, from our capital. And I've been fascinated by computers, electronics, and music since I was a kid. So we can say I was always fascinated by keyboards. Programming since I was like 13, and then playing piano since I was 10 or so. So I'm happily merging, let's say, the two passions also now at CERN. I graduated Warsaw University of Technology in 2012. So I'm electronics and computer engineer officially. Mm-hmm. But also part of my studies I did in Denmark at Danish Technical University. So I benefited from this very nice Erasmus program, which gave me, you know, the opportunity to go for half a year and spend some nice time learning at a different university, to experience another area, another country, which was a great experience overall. Then, yeah, let's say I was always fascinated or interested in time and time synchronization. So, you know, at the university, friends would make jokes about me in a very pleasant way, of course, that I am setting the clocks, or they would ask me, how is my job setting the clocks? And back then, especially for my master thesis, I was working on this White Rabbit project, which is, you can say the most accurate time synchronization in the world. That it was a project started at CERN, and then I did my part also at the university.
So how long have you been working at CERN?
So I came to CERN in 2012, right after my studies, right after graduating from Warsaw University of Technology, which means I am here since 8 years. Yeah.
And what do you like best about your work at CERN?
I think it's this unique set of technological challenges that's on one side. On the other side, it's being part of this, you know, great and multidisciplinary team, leveraging the strength of each member. So I think this is the best combination we get here at CERN. So on one hand, very challenging problems to be solved, and on the other hand, being part of the great team with whom you can solve these problems.
So coming back to your city in Poland, I would like to know, what do you miss most from there?
I would say fresh and bio fruits and vegetables from my parents' garden. So going there, picking up stuff myself and enjoying the great taste.
So let's imagine now the future, because I'm going to dream big and I'm going to imagine myself writing a novel in Galicia in front of the Atlantic. Why not? And I would like to know, Greg, what are the dreams of an electronics engineer like you?
You know, I think we are in this a bit special period. So I try to see future in small, let's say, achievable steps. So at this stage, I really hope this whole pandemic situation ends rather sooner than later, and we will be back to normal and able to travel and discover the world around us, which I love.
So I would like to know, what comes to your mind when you hear the word beauty?
So for me, beauty is music, sound, nice melody. I am Polish, so I would say the music of Chopin. That's what comes to my mind when you say beauty. So direct association with music and our art in general.
So, for not abandoning that art, the Polish poet Wisława Szymborska, who received the Nobel Prize in Literature in 1996, she wrote a poem called Four in the Morning that I would like you to read the last verses of that poem, but in Polish, please.
Okay, let's exercise the artistic side of me. Nikomu nie jest dobrze o czwartej nad ranem. Jeśli mrówkom jest dobrze o czwartej nad ranem, pogratulujmy mrówkom. I niech przyjdzie piąta, o ile mamy dalej żyć.
So I could add, like in English, the main translation would be like, no one feels good at four in the morning. So I would like to know, Greg, what do these verses suggest to you?
I think, you know, this 4 a.m. symbolizes in general, at least that's how I see it, symbolizes, you know, difficult time or sleepless nights. I think, like, according to statistics, this is the time of the night when usually people would have troubles sleeping, or they would wake up and they would have troubles going back to sleep. So to me, it would symbolize the problems or the difficulties of our life. And basically, to me, it means that it's four, we have problems, but we should just wait till five. So even if I have a challenge, if I have a problem to which I don't see a solution tomorrow, it will be a new day, new ideas, and probably better time to solve it.
Szymborska also said that every beginning is only a continuation. And I would like to know if you agree with her or not, and why.
I completely agree. yes, I think, look, in our lives, we have many new chapters, many beginnings. In every beginning, every new chapter in our life, we benefit from the experience of our previous chapters, so to speak. Mm-hmm. So yes, that's why I would say, indeed, I mean, enriched with past experiences, every new chapter is the continuation of our global journey, let's put it that way.
Yes, very philosophical, but completely true.
We are trying to explore the other side of CERN engineer, right?
Yes, sure. Yeah, that's completely what I was looking for. So our previous CERNie, Antonio Perin, he wanted to know, what do you think will really change in 10 years in your life, but also in society's life?
Oh, okay. What will change? I would say I'm really looking forward to new advancements in science, you know, understanding stuff we don't really understand today. Dark matter or stuff like being able to travel to Mars, maybe, you know, there is a lot of going on in that direction as well. On the other hand, I also hope more and more people get aware about the climate change or the climate crisis, as we call it even today, and we manage to find a solution.
Okay, so finally, you've just become the interviewer, so please feel free to ask what you want to our next journey.
So since we are trying to explore the other side of CERNies, and since my other side is very much connected with music, my question would be, what's your favorite song and how does it influence, you know, your daily life?
That's a very usual question. And originally in this project, I was always asking you about songs. Okay. Because I wanted them to add it in the podcast, but because of author rights, I had to quit that idea. But I was always asking, if you could only recommend us a song, which one would it be? So although maybe I'm not using that song, but I would like to know, Greg, if you could only recommend us a song, which one would it be?
Only one. Okay, so if I would choose one, it might not be easy to listen if you are not into that type of music, but I would say the band name is Dream Theater and the song is The Dance of Eternity.
Okay.
It's a progressive rock.
Okay, then I will
very virtuosic. Virtuoso, I think that's how we call
it. Yeah. So, Greg, this was the interview. I really enjoyed it. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking to you.